its current state on 90.5 WKAR. Religion, politics, race, issues that have been discussed and debated since the beginning of our country, they're still being discussed today. An original play called Disgrace, written by Ayad Akhtar, involves a diverse group of characters discussing these issues over dinner. The play won the Pulitzer Prize for Drama in 2013. Lansing's Peppermint Creek Theater is running their own production of Disgraced right now. Here to tell us more is the play's director, Gabe Francisco, along with two cast members, Sarah Lynn and Zuab Razak. Gabe, Sarah, Zuab, welcome to Current State.
Thank you.
Gabe, tell us a little more about the play. What can you share with us about this plot here?
This is a really... it's not the most happiest of plays at the end. This is a really deep, you know, play. This tackles a lot of what it means to be Muslim in a post-9/11 world, and how different cultures and different people in the United States right now kind of deal with that. We have four actors in this show. One is a Jewish curator of the Whitney. One is a WASP, who's an artist, and then... one is a Muslim lawyer, and the other one is an African-American lawyer. And so they all kind of bring their personal, like, backgrounds to this story.
Sounds like it taps into the American zeitgeist of the moment,
you know?
Zuab, you play Amir. Tell us about this character. You got quite an interesting character to play here.
So I am Muslim in real life, and I'm very proud of that fact, especially in, you know, the time that we live in now. The way that I was brought up, I was taught that Islam is ultimately about peace and acceptance. And so playing this character who has sort of gone to the opposite end of that and doesn't really accept those things about Islam, that was sort of difficult. But ultimately, I think that this show is so important because it does discuss a lot of things that I think Muslims don't necessarily feel like they can talk about, and it gives a voice to that. So
you play Amir Kapoor.
Yes.
This is a successful Pakistani-American lawyer rapidly moving up the corporate ladder. Tell us, go a little bit deeper with us on Amir's attitude toward Islam.
He doesn't really like it. He's renounced his faith.
He's become westernized.
Yeah,
then.
In
is
a
that
way,
what you're
he
saying?
Has. Okay. Yeah. He doesn't really believe in Islam anymore. He thinks of it as a sort of backwards way of thinking and being.
Mm-hmm.
That was literally a line from the show. But
what do you enjoy playing about? It sounds like a complicated role to get into. What do you like about this?
I'm not going to lie, I was like, what the hell did I get myself into? But then as I've sort of worked on the character, I've come to realize why he thinks the way he does. Because there's a line in the show where he says, and I'm saying it's wrong and that it comes from someplace. So I think that his biggest issue is that he is unable to sort of communicate what he feels. And so I think that's why everything happens the way that it does. But
Sarah, you play Emily. Who is Emily? And tell us about her.
Emily is married to Amir. She plays a artist who has become fascinated with not only the Muslim faith, but Muslim art, Islamic art. And so her role in this is kind of an opposite to Amir in the fact that here she is embracing everything that he has renounced of himself.
Mm, how interesting.
Finding that peace.
Going in kind of in opposite directions.
Correct.
Then. Is that it? We are talking with Sarah Lynn and Zuab Razak, performers, cast members of the play Disgraced, a production of the Peppermint Creek Theater this week. Also, Gabe Francisco joins us, the director. What's it been like portraying Emily?
It has been definitely a ride. I feel very strongly about a lot of the points and issues that are raised, not only by Emily, but throughout this play. When I was younger, I lived in Jordan for a year. And from there, it kind of stemmed this love and appreciation for different cultures, and very specifically for not only the Islamic culture, but the culture in the Middle East. And so to be able to play Emily and her appreciation has been fun. Of course, every character has their own flaws, so having those flaws come to light was something to definitely admire as well.
Gabe, why did Peppermint Creek want to pursue this play?
So this play, actually, I submitted it to Chad Badger, the artistic director, and he asked me just to come to him with a list of shows that were really important to me, and this show is incredibly important to me. I actually went through a pretty serious issue at my university that I went to. I had a young Muslim student come up to me, and I was in the student government, and he just asked me for a place to pray. Like, they needed a place to pray every day, and they were reserving the same room in a student union building. And he asked me if, you know, we could just make that a permanent hold because, you know, we're going to be praying there every day. And I thought it was the most simplest request, you know. The Christian kids had a church on campus, you know, I could give these guys a room to pray in themselves. And when I brought this to the student government of my university, they really did not respond how I thought they were going to respond. The backlash that came out of it was not only from the university, from the students of the university, but also it got word out in the local newspaper that I was trying to do this. And they wrote to me back, community members were like, you know, if we give them a room, Islam breeds terrorism. Like, what are we doing? Like, why don't we just hang a sign that says Taliban are welcome? And to me, it just made my fight even more powerful. Like, I had more, like, at first it was just get these guys a room to pray in. But then it was like, this is an equal rights thing now. And so.
And now you're doing this play.
And now I'm doing this play.
Wow.
And so this, it's all been kind of this domino effect of kind of some experiences I've gone through. And Amir in this story actually kind of goes through one of these. He represents an imam of a local mosque that Emily gets him to talk to because his character is Muslim. And because of that is a domino effect. He ends up getting in a lot of hot water at his work and a lot of hot water at the dinner party that ensues after with Jory, one of his coworkers. And it's just kind of this domino effect.
Would any of you say that Disgraced has a particular takeaway, a particular message, or does it just present the messy reality of our times?
I think from the audience's reaction, consistently, I think it's been that it will make you think a lot. Mm-hmm. And I've heard from many audience members leaving the theater that, you know, I have a lot to think about now.
Yeah. It does not aspire to give answers.
This play definitely asks more questions.
It aspires to provoke questions.
Yes. The thing that I feel that this play definitely you can take away from is there are a lot of issues raised, and we want you to feel uncomfortable about these issues that are raised. It so very clearly reflects the now, what is happening today, and brings issues to those lights, such as privilege, such as race, how you identify yourself. We're living in a time where each and every single one of these characters is being targeted in a different way. Isaac plays a white, he plays a Jewish man, and they're being targeted just now. Amir is a man who has renounced his Muslim faith, who, again, is another group that is being targeted now. Jory is not only a woman, but she's African-American, another target. And Emily, as a woman in America, again, another target. But it definitely not only brings issues to those or brings light to those issues that are so prevalent in everyday America, but makes you think.
We're just about out of time. Remind our listeners where the play is being presented and where to get tickets.
It's at Peppermint Creek Theater, which is on the south side of Lansing, and you can get tickets at peppermintcreek.org.
Very good.
Yeah.
Everything you need to know. All wrapped up with a bow there. We want to thank Gabe Francisco, director of Disgraced at Peppermint Creek Theater. Also cast members on the play, Sarah Lynn, and Zuab Razak. Good luck to all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.